Chris. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. December 27, 1909. Elder Chris. The Lord has strengthened me to attend important meetings in Mountain View. I know the Lord gave me words to give to the people. I spoke to the large number three times, and I had a special message for them, that there was too large a number in the one place. There should be centers made in different localities. The seed sowing must cover more territory. Portions of the work must create centers, and not crowd into one place so many lines of work as are carried in Mountain View. Thus, the seeds of truth will be cast in different localities. Sow the seeds of gospel truth in all places possible, and there will be new and interesting fields open in a variety of places. The people of but few towns and cities are warned. The Lord calls for laborers. The question may be asked, why do you preach on the commons and on the corners of the streets? The Lord has special cities where there need to be special meetings attended by special men. Physicians who are connected with our sanitariums, who are a success in treating the afflicted, will find success in preaching in our cities. Christ understood this way to reach the bodily afflicted as verily as the spiritually sin-sick souls. The question is often asked, why do you recommend preaching in the highways? Because many can become hearers of the gospel in no other way. Ambassadors of Christ mark the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Mark 1, verse 1 to 3. This whole chapter is a lesson to all people. In the light of instruction I have had that in many places there will be sanitariums that are already prepared, we need now to consider why there are not suitable managers. Were these openings all improved, there is but a small number that could be entertained in them. Therefore, we must, as the Lord's messengers, understand that there are many who should be workers. The Great Commission has been given, under which the gospel message is to be taken through the Lord's workers to all parts of the world. But there is danger of centralizing and not equalizing the work. For thus it is enjoined that there should be outdoor preaching, when the season will permit, in selected places where the influence would be the best possible. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, verse 15. Understand the great teacher. Preach the word in the halls, in the temples, in the synagogues, in the meeting houses, where you can obtain an opportunity. In churches, in hired houses, in every building where you are invited, upper rooms and lower rooms, halls large and small, in all the places you can possibly command. Let those who understand the reasons of our faith learn to meet the people where they are. Your commission is given you. Christ's orders are embraced in his commission. Meeting houses are to be used, and any place can be made favorable, even if it is on board seats and seats on the ground in dry weather. Outdoor preaching must be taken up. God lives, and his truth is to extend to all parts, as in 1841, 1842, and 1843. When there were out-of-door meetings with people sitting on board seats and on the hillocks and on the level ground. We have lost years of time, and souls are being lost without any effort made to save them. My husband and myself have been asked to attend outdoor exercises. We have held meetings in barns, and when houses of worship were opened for meetings, we accepted and gave the message. The Lord had many out-of-door meetings. Many discourses were given until the numbers following him were as many as 5,000. The Savior illustrated by the parable of the Great Supper that there must be no boundary lines. The gospel message is to go outside of halls and meeting houses. His word is, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind, all that will enter. And go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Luke 14, verse 21, 23. Outdoor sermons. God bids you go out into the streets and lanes of the city, and through your earnest invitations, compel them to come in. More camp meetings must be held in many places, in the cities and out in country places. Compel them to come in. We are half asleep.
I do not know where to stop, but I will say, I am to fully arouse the people. There has been something said definitely in regard to the sanitarium established near the capital of our nation in Washington. Some have advised that it be closed, but I am charged that this must not be. It is not to be removed unless by orders that cannot be disregarded. The Lord calls for every man who can do little or much to act as God's messenger. I am to charge our people to hold our camp meetings in various sections. One camp meeting is not enough in one large state. Two or three will reach persons in our large cities. But in this work, there must be the example of economy and lessons of neatness and order. Children's meetings must be carried on. There must be workers who can adapt themselves to the situation. Our institutions are to be more devoted and effective. Much reading matter cannot fill the place of the preacher, the human voice and influence. One sermon will do much more than the literature, but both are needed. Meetings for the young and the meetings for instruction are of great value if the simplicity and directness of Christ is always brought in. The literature should not become so abundant as to absorb the time and talent of men who can minister in the presentation of the word by voice. Outdoor meetings in Australia and in Europe accomplished much more than the publishing and disposing of literature, but both are needed. Every means possible is now to be used. Wake up, brethren. The Great Commission is given by Christ Jesus, and he has given us his example. He practiced the outdoor teaching, outside the churches. Christ gave a decided command, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark 16, verse 15. And here we are, away down in 1909. We see and sense the developments that have taken place and the necessity of urgency now in bearing the last message of warning to a guilty world. We read the New Testament history and the words of Christ in the parable of the Great Supper, Luke 14, verse 16. The outdoor preaching and the preaching in tents in camp meetings means more in 1910 than in 1842 and 43 and 44. Will we consider these things? I have been over the ground and had the experience since I was 15 years old. I have been instructed line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. But these littles meant to me, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Isaiah 30, verse 21. Let nothing cause you to deviate. Follow the instruction given and impart the light as you receive it.